Psalm 2, verses 1 through 3 says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." As we pointed out in our previous United Nations Day holiday devotional, October 24th is a day with two holidays that ought to be combined or at least recognized together, and that's United Nations Day and National Baloney Day. And we also discussed the intent of the creators of the United Nations, according to their charter, to put an end to war. That's something that only Jesus Christ will do when he returns. But the blasphemers at the United Nations, for the most part, hate Jesus. And like Nimrod at Babel, they think they can create a godless world order that will result in world peace. If you ever get a chance to read David McCullough's biography of Harry S. Truman, simply titled Truman, you get a very interesting account of Truman's own self-deception regarding world government and the ability of a United Nations world government to put an end to war. Harry was instrumental in the creation of the United Nations, and Harry was terribly wrong. But there's no evidence that he was a born-again Bible-believing Christian, so that would explain his hope that the United Nations could put an end to wars. In that biography, Truman, the author recounts that the first public appearance made by Harry Truman after he was elected president was to show up for the official signing of the UN Charter on June 26, 1945. In his speech, Truman said, quote, "There were many who doubted that agreement could ever be reached by these 50 countries differing so much in race and religion, in language and culture, but these differences were all forgotten in one unshakable unity of determination to find a way to end wars," end quote. McCullough described Truman's speech saying, "They were there," he told the delegates, "to keep the world at peace and free from the fear of war." He declared emphatically, both hands chopping the air, palms inward in rhythm with the words free, fear, and war. And yet there have been more wars since the United Nations was founded on October 24th of 1945 than at any other period in human history. And we mentioned the reality that the bloody result of the existence of the United Nations makes perfect sense. The UN isn't of the same Antichrist spirit found in Nimrod in his first attempt at a United Nations with the building of the first UN headquarters at the Tower of Babel. God put an end to that attempt at Babel of humanist world government with the confusion of languages. Men were divided, and to this day, when people mumble and make no sense, we have called it babbling ever since. And by the way, we've mentioned previously that the written evidence of the history of language found by archaeologists goes back 5,000 years to right about the time of the Tower of Babel, matching the history found in our Bible. And as our text in Psalm 2 shows us, this effort to have a godless United Nations world government is a vain thing. While Christ-rejecting humanists boast of things like the power of the human mind and the triumph of the human spirit, the fact is we're nothing in the presence of our God and omnipotent Creator. Psalm 39:5 reminds us of who we are as human beings, saying, quote, "Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." Selah. The United Nations is a cocky, arrogant attempt at achieving world peace without the God of the Bible and in total contradiction to his word. The United Nations is an Antichrist organization, and you can mark it down. It will either be the Antichrist government one day, or will have at least become the model that will be transformed into the Antichrist world government to be destroyed when Jesus Christ returns, as revealed to us in Revelation 19. I'm with JESUS. I am not with the UN.